Woof.
That's all I have to say about that. That was...
No, we're going
to
talk more about it. Your guy.
No, I'm out. That's all I have to say about it.
That was brutal.
Woo!
I mean...
My guy, Corpy.
Yeah. That was intense.
It was not good.
It was scoreless for like five or six minutes.
More than Corpy. That was Corp poop is what that was. That was not great.
Corpusaw blows. That guy was a mess. Now, it wasn't just his fault. He'll be like, come on, you can't just play the goalie. The whole team was bad.
I mean, 29 saves, that's pretty good.
29 big ones. What happened the other six?
Six goals allowed?
Six goals, the old six pack.
Including a shorty.
Yeah, they got a shorty. They gave a shorty back up.
Yeah.
There were some questionable ones. It just felt like, and Florida's a really good team, obviously. They just raised the banner. But one team was there to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and the other team was there to score a million goals and like win the hockey game. Like, the Bruins wanted to like fight and kind of like push guys around, be physical, and the Panthers were like, no, we're going to just score a bunch of goals on you guys and make you look silly. And, you know, the Bruins, they kept fighting, I guess, if you want to call it that, to the end. I mean, they were down, 6-2 at one point.
Yep, they made it 6-4 late. Frederick scored. Pastrnak got just a garbage deflected goal that popped in past Bobrovsky.
But can't both things be true? Like, the defense was bad and Korpisalo.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like,
look,
like, the defense sucked. Trust me. That's fine.
Trust me. I'm Team Corpy, and, like, my point is, my only stance is he'll have better numbers than Allmark this year, not better than Swayman,
tough
or he should
start.
Play over Swayman. We are starting behind the eight ball, to put it mildly. So I'm not going to be this guy who, like, rips Tuukka for years, rips Allmark for years, and now I rip the defense in front of him.
Which goal was it? I lost track. Was it the fourth goal where he's just standing there? He's like, I gotcha.
I mean,
and they're, like, out in front. Nobody's in front of him. Nobody's there.
I think that happened on a couple of goals,
just
Keith.
like zoomed by his shoulders. Like, huh?
I happened
like,
on the fourth goal. I think it happened on the sixth goal. Maybe the sixth goal got deflected a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, look. I don't know why they didn't get Swayman in there last night. Like, it was so bad. You're like,
they
should we get
him a
Jeremy
few times
Swayman in there?
Just sitting there.
But no,
you know, he was kicking himself.
Korpisalo was terrible. Definitely. No argument here. Yeah. I thought he would be better. That's disappointing. Goalie Bob, what are you doing?
Come on, Goalie Bob.
But the bigger fear, because he is the backup. He's the complement to Swayman. We said yesterday the idea is Swayman's going to get 55 games.
Yes.
So the fear coming out of that game.
It's too many for Corpy.
Well, it will be Brandon Bussey.
It could be Brandon Bussey. That's
it.
True.
Could be the bus.
But when it comes to Swayman, the fear is they were supposed to be better in front of their goaltending, and that was a debacle last night. Like, the fact you're giving up shorthanded chances, Korpisalo should stop them 100%. But the play in front of Korpisalo was brutal, and if the play looks that way in front of Swayman this year, well, then, Lorai got lit up last night. Is Zadorov as good as you thought? Is McAvoy truly a Norris candidate? What the hell's going on with Hampus Lindholm? Like, that to me can also be put under a microscope. That's the more alarming thing. I'm not going to overreact to that in one game.
Right.
Let's see how he looks with Swayman, probably tomorrow night against Montreal. But that would be the fear, is that the defense isn't good in front of the goaltender.
Yeah, no, it was a rough start for sure. If Swayman hadn't signed his deal yet, How much money do you think he could get?
Oh, it would be panic in the streets, number one, Keith. And number two, how much could he get? 10?
I mean, if they...
$1.2 trillion.
I mean, he might not be wrong. $10 million a year.
What did you tweet?
15.
Yeah,
obviously just like a high
joke.
That
sounds high, but 10? Yeah. Because here are the other events of the last... We'll go here.
Yeah, let's go
the
there.
Other events of the last couple hours, last 24 hours, are that today, Linus Ullmark got $4.825 million.
Big lean, same contract.
From Ottawa.
Half the years, but same exact dollar amount.
And Shesterkin turned down 11 per?
8 for 88. He said, nah.
Okay, now, Shesterkin
has... He's good. I mean, he's great.
Shesterkin won a Vezina? He did,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
And we know Ullmark's won a Vezina.
Yeah.
And so you can argue those guys are in a different class, but, like, let's start with the Ullmark. If Ullmark's getting, even over 4 years,
though.
He's getting 8.24. Well, you can argue they just because they won a Vezina.
Oh, the Vezina, yeah.
But I think any Bruins fan would tell you, Swayman's greater than Ullmark.
And the Swayman deal all of a sudden looks pretty good, team.
Well, look,
team-wise.
My stance in the immediate aftermath was Swayman won the negotiation. And I think he did. I think he broke the team more than the other way around, but I also think he left money on the table. I think he won anything north of 8, I think he won the negotiation. But if he just held out a little longer, he could have got more. I think that's now clear.
I think if Cam Neely is slamming the table at 64 and then no real event happens after that and they give him 66, if they watch Korpisalo for a game or, dare I say, a week, he's getting like $90 million. Like, he probably would have been like, they would have been like, we are now desperate to have you back.
Yeah. So if you're, I mean,
Swayman's got to be like, oh man.
Well, do you
I
think,
was so patient.
Well, hang on. But what do you think actually happened? You think Swayman caved or you think his agent caved? Like, I wonder.
Swayman.
So that's what
I don't think his agent did.
I bet his agent's pissed at him right now.
Yes.
I bet his agent's if you waited one more game, Lou Gross, I bet if he's like, you waited one more day. Like, because think of all the news that's happened since then.
Oh, I know. These contracts are huge. Contracts are even more so than one game.
Your guy, Corpy, got just bombarded last night, Keith.
Shredded.
Honestly, embarrassing take.
Just destroyed.
Being pro Corpusello. So he got bombarded. Shesterkin turns down $11 million per, and Ullmark gets the exact same AAV. I bet Gross is so pissed at Swayman, it's not even funny. But I think Neely's comments... The fan base turned on Swayman. There was the sign up in Quebec City, $64 million or go home. I think Swayman didn't have the stomach for it. I wish he did. He claimed he did.
Miss a game.
I bet his agent is pissed at him right now.
Oh yeah, like he dragged it out for a while, and I know he didn't start last night, but he was on the bench, so he didn't even miss an actual game. And I think that was the Bruins sort of had that in their back pocket too. Like, all right, let's see what happens with the player. Like, we're not going to give him $10 million. We're not going to give him $9.5 million. Let's see how this goes. And then Neely, I think, kind of escalated things a little bit with that press conference. But, you know, Don Sweeney, a couple days prior to that, was the one that mentioned December 1st. And so it is a risk because even though I didn't think it would happen, if Corpusalo and Bussy start the season 5-0,
yeah,
and
they shut down Florida and then Montreal tomorrow and whoever else, the Kings or whoever this weekend.
Maybe the price goes down.
Right.
Maybe there's like, all right, we're actually kind of good. And then he panics even more. So it was a risk. I mean, you kind of had to maybe realize Corpusalo was the worst goalie in the league last year and kind of bet on yourself a little bit. But no, he wanted to be there for his team and he got a good deal. What?
I don't get texts like this. 37937. Swayman's not any better than Ullmark. He's just younger. Neither goalie can win it without the other.
The other.
Swayman. So
did you watch Swayman in the playoffs last year,
thank
sir
you.
Or ma'am?
Ullmark had three chances in the postseason here, and he failed every single one. Now, he was the starter of the first two. His first year in Boston, his Vezina year in Boston, and then last year. He still got a chance last year. He wasn't the starter. He got game two and sucked. They are not the same goalie. They're not. Swayman greater than Ullmark. If you're still fighting that, that's moronic.
Yeah, no,
and by the way, the contracts do prove that. Swayman got 8 years. He got double the total money. It's the same AAV. So that to me is just ridiculous.
That's out of nowhere too. Like, I think most people when they traded Ullmark were happy and fine with it. And then you could argue how much you want to pay Swayman.
And
that's a separate argument.
If you hate how Swayman's carrying himself, fine. Swayman's a giant soft baby.
A little bit.
Ullmark's even worse. I hate how Ullmark carries himself even more than Swayman. So, like, I think Ullmark was a bigger problem.
He rejected two trades.
In that regard. Yeah, look, Swayman got one chance as the starter in the postseason.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
Yo, I couldn't stand him.
Mind of a goldfish.
Like, I don't like how Swayman's carrying himself, but I could not stand him.
All right.
So, look, Swayman got one chance in the postseason and went around. Ullmark got three chances and never did it. So that's how I look at that. But anyway, I think Swayman didn't have the stomach for it. His agent's probably pissed at him. How about the retribution? And you guys can jump in on all of this. 617-779-7937. Here's your chance to talk Bruins. We've been mostly Patriots all day with the announcement of Drake May. We're going to get back to Drake May. So you want to talk Bruins, do it now. Again, 617-779-7937. What do you think about them getting their retribution against Bennett? They attempted to. They attempted really more to get it against Tkachuk. Frederick said Tkachuk asked him to drop the gloves, and Tkachuk didn't. The Bruins tried to take it to him a little bit. Tkachuk wanted nothing to do with it. Bennett wanted nothing to do with it. They wanted to go out there and play hockey. The Bruins wanted their retribution. Did they do enough? Should they have taken it to him more? They did take it to that one official last night.
I was going to say,
hacking him on the wrist.
Yeah,
smoked. My guy Jones.
Yeah.
But what'd you think of that aspect? Did they get enough retribution, enough of a pound of flesh when they got their brains beaten in?
Probably never enough. When the scoreboard's lopsided, it's just so much worse. Like that. Like Florida won the game. Tkachuk didn't get like goaded into any fights or anything. Like you didn't embarrass him or didn't do any of that. Like I think the Bruins do have some tough guys. I love Trent Frederick. Like he's one of my favorite players. And so I believe him with what he was saying. If he said, hey, you want to drop the gloves, and then he does, and then he doesn't, like that's not great gamesmanship, or that's not a hockey code.
I think that's kind of, it's a little disrespectful to the game.
Yeah, disrespectful to the game. So these two teams play each other real quick. Back in Boston on Monday, I think that could be like a gong show. I think that could be just them being like, we're going after it even earlier. I don't think they're done with them. I think it is a great rivalry. I know the game was for the Bruins, got away from them, but it's probably the best Bruins rival right now. In don't you think? Like, it's not the Canadians.
No, it's not the Leafs.
They're very easy to
hate. Not Tampa.
They're very, 100%, they're so easy to hate, and you were reminded so quickly of it, too.
Well, Bennett.
Sam Bennett, I can't stand Sam Bennett.
Bennett ran over Corpusello last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bruins did nothing. Bruins did nothing.
Well, they get a little face wash.
Okay, well, like,
that.
But you know what?
Well,
like,
Carlo was like, "Hey, ref, did you see him run over Pau Gasol?"
At a certain point, you got to say, "All right, the penalties, the game's over. We're getting smoked. The penalty's worth it. We're getting our pound of flesh."
Yeah.
So, but who's the guy on Boston to do it? Like, I would.
Frederick and Zadorov.
It probably is Frederick.
Frederick Kastelic. He threw.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he threw down early.
Yeah, well, threw down. He got
ragdolled by Jake
Greer. Yeah, exactly.
That's why he got
the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah, no, he tried.
So I don't know. Like, I don't really know if the Bruins have it. Is that Zadorov's game? I know he's tall and big.
It's a big hoss.
Right, but is that his game?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I don't know.
So
they've had some big guys that.
The fear is the Bruins are bigger and tougher, but I didn't see it last night, so where was that? The fear is that the defense was trash in front of Corpusalo.
Florida's a tough matchup because they are skilled and tough.
That's true.
Like, that's a tough combo
to go
against.
The fear is, by the way, my guy Corpy stinks, and let's see how Swayman looks. If it doesn't look any better with Swayman, who didn't have an offseason, he can skate all he wants at BU. He didn't have a proper offseason. Is there any rust with Swayman? How does it look if the defense is shaky? That's the fear one game in.